WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Moving 8 days ahead of its regular schedule, the Bryan City Council this morning considers final action on two matters that have received public comment. One is new restrictions on payday lenders, where last week a trade group spokesman asked the council to delay action until new federal regulations are finalized. Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton says those in need of short-term borrowing can go to 10 different financial institutions.
And before we had that in place, I really didn't think it was such a good idea to try to regulate or change any of the access that they had to payday loans and that sort of thing. But now that we have this in place, I think it's time that we as a city council enact this ordinance.
The council is also scheduled to vote on changes to its regulations of wrecker companies when it comes to non-consent tows.
Non-consent tows are just for those that, if you're in an accident and we have to call someone on site, they take care of that.
Mayor Jason Byinski says the council has tried to strike a balance of allowing as many companies to stay in business while protecting vehicle owners. If you want to vote in the March 4th primary, the registration deadline is today. Brazos County Voter Registrar Christy Rose says that includes those who've changed their address or, for whatever reason, did not get their new registration cards.
We have received somewhere in the neighborhood of, I want to say, about 10,000 of those back. We have sent out letters to all of those people asking for corrections so we can make sure that these people are not on the suspense list and do have all of their information correct.
Early voting starts the 18th. Celebrating a birthday included gunfire early Sunday morning in College Station. Just before police arrived at an apartment complex near Welburn and Harvey Mitchell, neighbors heard shots. Officers learned two rounds were fired from the friend of a man who had come to town for his 20th birthday. According to the arrest report, Joel Friedman of Spring had been knocking on apartment doors, then slammed the friend against a car. When police confronted Friedman, he pointed his gun in the air and fired one shot and ran away. Friedman was found and was arrested for firing the gun, along with assaulting the friend, evading police, and public intoxication. Officers say more arrests are possible. No one was hit by the gunfire. A College Station policeman pulled over an SUV for stopping over the line at a traffic signal. That resulted in a significant drug bust.
And as a result of his on-scene investigation, he was able to recover a substantial amount of high-grade marijuana, total weight of which was almost 4 pounds.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says in addition to the marijuana, with a street value of $13,000, officers also seized $2,000 in cash. An unconscious Doberman was rescued from a house fire in College Station Friday afternoon. Spokesman Bart Humphreys says this was on Hartford Drive, west of Creekview School.
A neighbor was out and said that none of the occupants were at home, but there may be a large Doberman inside, but don't worry, he's friendly. By the time we were loading the dog into the animal control truck, it was starting to regain consciousness.
The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
8:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. For more information on the Anchor Advantage, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here they go.
Cloudy and cool for today. Temperatures only getting up to about 45 to 50 degrees this afternoon. We'll see a good deal of cloudiness across the region for tonight. May see some showers arrive late. Lows will drop down to about 40 to 45. The outlook for tomorrow, any showers will taper off during the morning. Some clearing possible in the afternoon, 60 to 65. It should be sunny, breezy, and cool for Wednesday, a high of 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So is it a good idea for these Super Bowl advertisers to leak their ads? I mean, is that a smart thing to do? I'm not sure. I mean, at first I thought it worked for SodaStream, but they ended up making the change so that they could get into the Super Bowl itself. I would have thought that enough people might have watched it on YouTube where she had said, tough luck, Coke and Pepsi, whatever it was, something like that.
It takes a little away from the on-air performance, I think.
Yeah.
But people go to look because curiosity, you know, killed the cat.
Yeah. Now, and we mentioned a little while ago, and here are the specifics on it, that if you run a commercial outside the Super Bowl game itself, it only costs you $1.5 million, okay? So cheaper than buying during the game. According to Esurance, the auto insurer, giving that sum away, okay, $1.5 million, to one random person who uses its Esurance Save 30 hashtag, okay, on Twitter. John Krasinski, as we mentioned, who does voiceovers for him on the radio commercials and done that for the last 3 years, appeared for the first time in one of the company's ads on Sunday night to announce the sweepstakes. The pitch is that Esurance literally passes savings on to its customers, whether it's through a contest or through auto insurance. Anybody who uses the hashtag before 4 a.m. Tuesday will be entered regardless of what they actually say in their tweet. Every tweet counts as a separate submission, which means there'll be people who will be calling in sick today so that they can tweet. And there isn't a cap on how many times a person can enter, but you have to have a public account if you want to do that. And again, that's probably pretty smart.
Sure.
For them to do that. That way they've got a buzz that continues beyond the game today, and then they'll get a chance to announce their winner. Speaking of having a buzz that is today, anyhow, in Gardendale, Alabama, is where that Jeff Dennis Jewelers is that Kevin had the story on, running a promotion. And he's done it. He started about 2 weeks ago, promising that all his customers would get a cash refund on their purchases if a safety was scored in the Super Bowl by either team. Now, a couple of things interesting. When it happened, we were discussing what the odds might be on the prop bet. A safety occurred in the previous two Super Bowls, but had happened in only three other Super Bowls in the game's history. The odds of another one happening in the 2014 were set at 7-1 by sportsbetting.com, and the odds were 40-1 for a Seattle safety being the first score of the game. I thought that's kind of low.
40-1 seems way low to me.
But anyway, that apparently was what it was. Anyhow, they talked to Dennis, and he said he is ecstatic. Third time that such a promotion has paid dividends for him in the past 3 years. In November of 2012, he ran a promotion that offered refunds to any customers who bought jewelry the week before the Iron Bowl if either Alabama or Auburn shut the other team out. And the Crimson Tide did beat them 49-0, and Lloyd's of London, that's who's paying this, not him, had to shell out $55,000 worth of refunds to 300 customers.
Interesting.
Labor Day last year, he offered refunds to customers, every customer who bought jewelry in his store, between August 1st and August the 26th, if it rained more than an inch on Labor Day at the National Weather Service monitoring station at the Birmingham Airport. It rained 1.4 inches, and 592 customers got refunds totaling $90,000.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But we're talking about an Alabama jewelry store.
Yeah.
Right here in College Station, America.
Yep, that's right. And the town's got 13,500 people in it. So yeah, he's gotten his money's worth, shall we say, out of the
laugh it all the way to the bank.
Yeah, not bad. So I don't know. I didn't see any of the halftime show. It was Bruno Mars. Is that right?
Yep. Yes.
And
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, and
the people who like Bruno Mars said he was the best. People who like Red Hot Chili Peppers said that they saved the show from Bruno, but it was great all around. I enjoyed
it. Yeah, I thought Bruno Mars did a great job.
Okay, and didn't do anything that embarrassed anybody.
No,
or any
no.
That kind
they're stuff. Calling him the new Rat Pack. He's pretty stylish.
The new Rat Pack?
Go ahead. Yes, making comparisons.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty stylish.
A sense of style.
Almost a pompadour up there on his head.
Oh, okay.
Very much so.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. It's the next edition of Narc Out Your Neighbors. It's 8:14, by the way. Illegal parking has always been a major problem in the city of Rome, Italy, okay, not Georgia. more than a half of Rome's 2.7 million residents use private vehicles, and they have 70 cars per 100 residents, which is pretty high. So A lot of the residents park in, shall we say, creative ways. Okay. Now authorities think that they have a way to actually fight this bad parking using social media. Basically, they are asking residents to narc out their neighbors to post the photos of these vehicles that are parked poorly on Twitter. In December, the Italian police began encouraging the smartphone users to snap those pics of the cars that had been parked illegally. And then send them to the department's Twitter account. The new system seems to be working. In the first 30 days, police received more than 1,000 complaints tweeted to the account, and they responded to about 740 tickets.
Now, this is something I might see. I could see that Secret or Whisper app being useful for.
Okay.
I don't want people knowing that I'm narking them out.
Yeah.
But I still want to narc them out.
Well, exactly. And you see, and the police like that because it solves the problem, puts money in their coffers, mm-hmm. so they like it from their standpoint. So I can see that they would think that's good. Okay, I think we've said it before, and we'll say it again.
Oh, God!
We're all going to die!
Yeah? Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
But some of us will die sooner than others, and now there's a way to find out what group you're in.
Oh, goody.
The results of this study seem pretty obvious, but whether you're naked and hungry on a savanna, or you're driving in traffic, or at the controls of your favorite video game, being slow to react can get you either eaten, injured, or splattered across the screen.
Yeah.
No.
Well.
And intuitively, we know this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we understand that, but now we have some studies that give you pretty much dramatic evidence. They took men and women ages 20 to 59. If you are slower than average in your reaction time, it turns out you're a pretty good indicator that you are going to die prematurely. Okay.
Is this only from accidental causes?
No, I think just...
Life expectancy is lower inherently?
I guess maybe they don't say how you're going to die. They just say that it's going to be premature.
You're
going to
die.
Okay. So, but I understand what you're saying. If you were wrapped up in a cotton swab all your life, it wouldn't matter how slow your reactions were because you'd pretty well be protected from all that. But the new research was just revealed. It says between 1998 and 1994, researchers gave 5,100 American adults under the age of 60 a very straightforward test on reaction time. Here it is. The participants were seated at a computer and told to push a button immediately upon seeing a zero on the screen in front of them. There was no practice time. The participants' average over 50 trials was then computed, and he or she had, you know, just a few seconds between each of those 50 trials. They sat there and just bam, 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 bam. Then they waited close to 15 years to see who in this relatively young group of Americans would die and of what. And the researchers went back to compare the participants' response times with the likelihood of being among the dead. They detected a very clear pattern, and that was those with the slower than the average of that group were more likely to die within 15 years of when they did the tests.
Interesting. Mm.
Now, I'll get you a link so you can put it up on our website so that people can waste their day today trying out a test. I tried it once this morning, and what you do is actually there's a group of sheep, okay, on the left side of the screen, and there's a hypodermic needle down at the bottom that you click on as soon as one of the sheep tries to run out of the herd. Okay, or the flock, I guess. And if you miss and send the hypodermic needle out prematurely, then you get a 3-second delay or 3-second penalty. And so the first time I did it, I had 1 3-second penalty, and I ended up being like at the bottom of the stack and said, go drink some more coffee. But the second time, I ended up being second from the highest, so I felt like that was pretty good because I'm a lot closer to 59 than I am to 20. But I'll get you the website. It's from the BBC, and people can spend their day today trying to increase their likelihood that they won't die prematurely.
At your age, it wouldn't be premature, would it?
Thank you so much. Hello!
Maybe taking the test is what killed him.
Well, it could be that.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Yellen takes over at the Fed. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Janet Yellen will be sworn in today as the new head of the Federal Reserve Board. The falling unemployment rate could present Yellen with one of her first challenges. Under Ben Bernanke, low interest rates were tied to the unemployment rate. If the rate drops much further, Yellen will have to decide whether to start raising rates. Chrysler reports last month's U.S. sales were up 8% from January of last year. The automaker says it was the best January for sales since 2008. Nestle sold its Power Bar division to an American cereal maker. Post Holdings is buying the sports nutrition business. Terms were not disclosed. Social media monitors say the big fur coat worn by Joe Namath when he appeared on the field for the Super Bowl coin toss created more buzz than any single commercial last night. Stock market futures are higher. Pfizer will be a stock to listen for today. An experimental Pfizer breast cancer drug showed promise in a trial. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little. But as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Have you been dreaming of building a new home or enhancing the one you already love? Come join in on the fun at the Home and Garden Expo, February 21st through the 23rd, at the Brazos County Expo Center, brought to you by Program Insurance Group. The Home and Garden Expo is the place for innovative products, new ideas, and a full schedule of seminars on home building, remodeling, landscaping, interior decorating, energy efficiency, and much more. The Expo even has special activities designed for the kids, including a petting zoo, and admission is free for kids 12 and under. Like Home and Garden Expo BCS on Facebook for chances to win Expo tickets and a gas grill from Sunshine Fun Pools.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M basketball coach Billy Kennedy will join you on this radio station tonight from 7 until 8. The Billy Kennedy Show, 1 hour of Texas A&M basketball. We take questions from the floor like this one.
Coach, with a young team, taking advantage of every opportunity is crucial. With that, what are you all doing to improve the free throw percentage?
Well, we shoot more free throws. I worked with Alex some today, just to slow down his free throw routine and try to fundamentally get him go step by step and work on it. But, the thing about it, you don't want it to become a mental thing. Once it becomes a mind thing, it bleeds into your team. So you kind of got to pull guys off individually and work with them one-on-one.
tonight's show from 7 until 8, Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station. Come join the coach or listen to it on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Well, we were telling you today is the 55th anniversary of the day the music died. That was when Buddy Holly and Richie Valens and J.P. Richardson were killed. And, you know, the story was that they were on, I'm not as sure if it's exactly the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars, but it was something basically the same where they, a whole bunch of stars would get together and they'd ride around in a bus and they each sing two songs and then, you know, jump off the stage and the next group would come on there. And what had happened was that they got a chance to the weather was bad in Iowa, and so they were getting a chance to maybe get out of there and they could get to the next city and do their laundry, actually, ahead of time. And so that's how Buddy Holly and Richie Valens and J.P. Richardson ended up in that Beechcraft Bonanza that crashed outside Mason City, Iowa, going to Moorhead, Minnesota, back in 1959. At the time of his death, Buddy Holly, big enough to be a star that was considered Elvis Presley's main rival. Of course, Don McLean did the song American Pie about that. But the other little piece of trivia is there was somebody who was going to be on that airplane who didn't get on that airplane. And so as a result, went on to live a little longer. And his name was Waylon Jennings. He was a backup guitar player for one of them. So, anyhow, how things.
I think he was with Buddy Holly, wasn't he?
He may well have been. That make sense with the Texas connection and all that kind of stuff, since he was out from that side of the world.
Speaking of that kind of music, have you seen the CNN British Invasion documentary?
No, I haven't seen that.
If you get a chance, record it. It goes into a great deal of depth. It's really kind of cool.
About the British invasion.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we got that Beatles salute thing. I think that's coming up, too. So I'll look for that on CNN. All right, you know, I've been telling you for a long time that my sleep number is 65. Well, you know, last night I decided I needed to have a firmer mattress, and so I just cranked the number up to 80, and that's what you can do with a sleep number bed, is if you do need to change the surface, it's more firm or it's softer, then that's all it takes, a little remote control, and it's done. And the other thing that's nice is because it's a dual chamber, your sleep partner can have a different number and it won't bother them. Did you know that 9 out of 10 couples do not agree on the firmness of their mattress? That's 90%. And did you also know that by your 20th anniversary, you'll have spent 6 or 7 years in that bed? So why not make it a number that you like, a number that you can be happy with? And with the exclusive dual air technology, it allows you to adjust each side, making it the perfect bed. And you'll only find the sleep number bed at Sleep Number stores, where Queen Mattresses started just $6.99, and right now you can take advantage of 48-month special financing on select Sleep Number beds with approved credit. Now, this promotion will end soon, so see the store for details, and you can find your Sleep Number store. It's right there across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue near Harvey Road. So stop in and find out what your number is. Usually my number is 65, but last night it happened to be 80. It's the Sleep Number store.
Is genetic impact. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Stanford University immunologist Kari Nadeau and her colleagues are conducting trials of a therapy to control severe peanut allergies. They wanted to know why it works for some patients and not others. They found that patients that ultimately responded to the treatment made more immune cells, called regulatory T cells, that kept the allergic response in check. Then they looked at the gene responsible for those regulatory T cells.
And lo and behold, that was the one that you could see differences in in those patients that were quote-unquote clinically immune-tolerant versus those that were clinically non-tolerant.
The genes in the responsive patients had become more methylated, a chemical modification that alters a gene's function without changing its underlying code. If confirmed, the findings could become a powerful new tool in allergy research. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Join us for the inaugural President's Day event, Saturday, February 15th at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. The day begins with a free genealogy workshop from 9 a.m. until noon. Learn about the many different resources available to researchers through the National Archives and learn how to use different records by examining President Bush and his family records as an example. From 1 to 4 in the afternoon, join us for an afternoon of presidential fun. The Mount Rushmore presidents will be roaming around and posing for pictures. Crafts and activities for children will take place in the classroom, and local celebrities will be reading presidential books to children. The day concludes with a free showing of the HBO documentary film 41 beginning at 5:30. Writer and producer Jeff Roth will introduce the film and sign copies of the DVD afterward. DVDs can be purchased on site or in advance through the museum store. For more information or to reserve your spot for the genealogy workshop or screening of 41, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/President's Day. The 2014 President's Day event, Saturday, February 15th at the Bush Library and Museum.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council is holding a special meeting this morning where final action could be taken on changes regulating towing companies and imposing restrictions on payday lenders. Mayor Jason Bielski says the final draft for controlling wrecker companies who handle tows requested by the city represents a fair and equitable solution.
We had probably a four-page amendment to everything, so we had a lot of concerns, a lot of suggestions for change, and we made a lot of those suggestions given by the towing operators. A lot of those were made at the last minute. So, it may not be a perfect ordinance. If there's room for improvement, we can always go back and amend those ordinances.
Also up for adoption are new regulations for payday lenders in Bryan. It's something Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton has been promoting for several years.
At the seminar in 2008, one thing that I learned that impacted me tremendously was if people don't have a bank account, if they don't have some way to access their money over the course of their lifetime, they will spend $40,000 just to have money to use. You know, that's wrong.
Council members heard last week from a representative of a trade group asking to delay action on the city level because they say new federal regulations are on the way. There are 8 contested races for Brazos County political positions in the March 4th primary. If you want to choose, voter registrar Christy Rose says the registration deadline is today.
We do need people to check their new voter cards that they got. Make sure everything is accurate on there. If something is wrong, now is the time to fix it. If someone has been registered in another county and they've moved into Brazos County, they need to register new in Brazos County.
6 of the locally contested races involve Republican candidates. That includes the House District 12 seat, the 361st District Judge position, 3 of the 4 Justice of the Peace slots, and 1 of the Constable positions. Brazos County Democrats living in Precinct 4 have 2 contested races, for Commissioner and for Justice of the Peace. College Station firefighters arriving quickly to a Friday afternoon house fire helped save more than just the house. A Doberman found unconscious inside the single-family house on Hartford Drive near Victoria and Graham was resuscitated. A photo is online at WTAW.com. The 3 renters were not at home at the time of the fire. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. Video surveillance from 2 College Station retailers caught a former fireman in his work clothes shoplifting. While 43-year-old Bond Donahoe of Bryan is out of jail on bond, detectives say their investigation continues and more charges are possible. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the first incident involved taking a $579 tool set from Lowe's.
And then had proceeded to the return desk, then returned it stating that he did not have a receipt. He was issued a refund for the value of the tool set in the form of a gift card.
Donahoe was accused of stealing a $300 camera from Target also. A College Station city spokesman says Donahoe resigned from the department. College Station police caught a driver stopping past the line at Fitch and Arrington. The traffic stop led to the discovery of 4 pounds of high-quality marijuana.
This marijuana has an estimated street value of approximately $13,000. Additionally, we were able to seize almost $2,000 in U.S. currency that we believe is tied to the sale and distribution of illegal narcotics.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the driver of the SUV was acting as if he was trying to hide items before pulling over. 24-year-old Wesley Smirak of Brazoria was arrested for felony possession of marijuana. College Station police responded early yesterday morning to a pair of disorderly conduct arrests involving guns. In Northgate, there was a case of road rage at the parking garage. According to the arrest report, a Camaro was stopped and was blocking other vehicles from leaving the garage. When the other motorists started honking their horns, the driver of the Camaro, 23-year-old Joshua Stone of Rockwall, got out and verbally confronted the other drivers. Stone returned to his car but didn't pull away. The horn honking resumed, then Stone is accused of getting out again and this time pointing a handgun. An off-duty constable then detained Stone until police arrived and made the arrest. No shots were fired in that incident, but there was gunfire in an apartment complex near Harvey Mitchell in Welburn. According to the arrest report, when police confronted 20-year-old Joel Friedman of Spring, he fired a shot in the air. Before police arrived, there was gunfire when Friedman slammed a friend into a car and the friend fired two shots at Friedman. No one was hit by any of the gunfire and the friend was not arrested. Friedman was arrested for public intoxication, evading police, and assaulting the friend along with the firing of his gun. Police say additional charges and arrests are possible. Officers were told Friedman was in town celebrating his birthday. WTAW News time is 8:35. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Prince Irrigation. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
If you are a DirecTV customer, there's something you should know. Now, as of January the 13th, the Weather Channel was dropped due to unresolved contract negotiations between DirecTV and the Weather Channel. What does this mean to you? It means you're missing out on important weather updates and programming is what that means. Unfortunately, there's a better option. Switch up to Suddenlink TV and Internet and get entertainment you can count on so you won't be disappointed. So don't miss out with DirecTV. Bring home the best entertainment for the best value with Suddenlink. And especially now, the Winter Olympics are about ready to crank up. They start the 6th, as a matter of fact. With Suddenlink, NBC Puck customers can watch online starting on the 6th. Select U.S. Olympic trials, 1,000-plus hours of live coverage and full events. And right now, if you're disappointed, well, you don't have to worry about that. With a long satellite contract, if you switch up to Suddenlink and bundle and save, you're going to get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, home phone, and it's all $30 per month per service when you bundle. Get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee, and there's no contract required. Get Suddenlink's best product lineup ever by switching today. Call Suddenlink or go to Suddenlink.com.
Business is about professionalism. If one aspect of your business is unprofessional, it could compromise both its reputation and yours. Downtown IT is now providing Aggieland with premium internet phone service, a state-of-the-art phone system with enterprise-level features that give you more for your money and can save you over 30% off your phone bill. Prove your professionalism by upgrading your business's phone to the technology of tomorrow today. Visit downtownit.net to learn more. That's downtownit.net.
Republican Judge Steve Smith has served our community well as judge of the 361st District Court. During his time on the bench, the court has disposed of over 33,000 cases, which is more than any other Brazos County District Court. Judge Smith also is recognized by his peers, having served in positions of state and national judicial leadership and as a judicial educator. But Judge Smith serves our community in many other ways. He's been actively involved as a board member or chair of many community organizations, including the Noon Optimist Club, the Arts Council, the March of Dimes, MSC Opus, and the Brazos Valley Symphony. Judge Smith also was a co-founder of our local Crime Stoppers organization. Republican Steve Smith, conservative, experienced, proven. Vote Judge Steve Smith on March 4th or during early voting.
This is Judge Steve Smith. It's been an honor and privilege to serve as your judge, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary.
Judge Steve Smith's campaign has paid for this ad in voluntary compliance with the limits of the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
Hi, Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Have you seen my guys lately? Is your car missing the TLC from ALC? Stop on by any one of our four locations of American Lube Centers so we can make your vehicle safe for your in-town and out-of-town travels. Fast, friendly service before you need us. And remember, American Lube Center Tower Point has full-service hand car wash and detail center. Thanks for voting us best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. American Lube Centers, taking care of your vehicles so you don't have to.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 8:39. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Considerable cloudiness for today. Breezy and cool with temperatures between 45 and 50. Cloudy tonight. Chance for a shower. Overnight lows 40 to 45. More clouds tomorrow. There could be a shower or two in the morning, 60 to 65. Through the afternoon, skies may brighten. It should become clear tomorrow night with lows of 35 to 40. Sunshine and breezy Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon are going to be somewhere between 45 and 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, it turns out it really wasn't an ad for any product other than his movie, but the secret Seinfeld reunion project. Wasn't a reunion, it was a 90-second ad.
Yep.
Showed George and Seinfeld and Newman.
Hello, Newman.
High yes. Def has not been kind to their faces.
No! And, you know, he's got that peeled haircut.
Yeah.
Which, you know, back when he had a good head of hair, he looked a good deal younger. Of course, he was. Pretty much a commercial for cars getting coffee bit. It was okay. Let's see what else. Oh, you know, the outcome of the Super Bowl really is more important than you might think.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at the stock market yet, but
no?
The Super Bowl has been around long enough to provide an opportunity to track whether the results of the game mean anything in the real world. Stock market watchers have watched the trends for years, with the game's winner informing the Super Bowl indicator. The superstition about the market's bull or bear prospects for the year ahead, but when it comes to the economy of U.S. America as a whole, there may be a relationship there, too. Prior to last night's game, NFC teams won 25 times, AFC prevailed 22 times, and as each conference has surged, there has been a different effect on the economy. In the years when the NFC team has won, which is what happened last night, the nation's gross domestic product grew an average of 3.1%. That would sound pretty good. In years where the AFC won, the GDP was up 2.6%.
Huh.
So, now, what that tells you, though, is over the course of the Super Bowl history itself, though, GDP growth has averaged 2.9%, which is somewhere, gosh, in between the two. So
how convenient.
There you go. If you need that to make yourself happy, then that's fine. And as Kevin mentioned a minute ago in talking about Suddenlink, the Winter Olympics will be here before we know it.
Well, probably before the people in Sochi want it to be.
Yeah. How's the snow thing going over there? Do we know?
I can't imagine.
I haven't seen any updates on that, strangely.
Can't Putin make it snow over there?
I don't think we have an agreement to trade our weather machine.
Yeah.
And I think it's set to hurricane only anyway.
That's so. Right, yeah. Well, but you know, we've got a vortex going over here. We can do that. We can do that. But anyway, with that happening, we get the story of the Zimbabwe's first Winter Olympian. Zimbabwe's first Winter Olympian.
What is his?
This is kind of like the bobsled thing, wasn't it?
Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah. Let's see.
Cross-country skiing.
20-year-old, yeah, will make history when he competes in the slalom and the giant slalom race.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty. Anyway, where are you going to train, right?
I don't know. Don't they have mountains in Zimbabwe?
Well, they do. Luke Stein is his name. Luke took up skiing on family trips to Europe and honed his skills when he attended the University of Colorado. Oh, my. He's a buffalo. Luke will join athletes from Togo and Morocco in representing Africa at the Sochi Games. A South African skier also qualified, but his government denied him the privilege of attending.
Huh.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I wonder why.
There's a show called 60 Minute Sports, and it'll be on Wednesday night. I think it's on Showtime, okay? And so they will do their premiere on Wednesday night. And one of the stories that they're going to do goes back to the Lake Placid Olympics in 1960, okay? Remember the Miracle on Ice? Okay, It was that year.
That was not 1960.
Oh, sorry. When was that?
77, 78.
Okay. All right. So what's happening is they do it. They go back to Lake Placid. And what happened was the city fathers just basically decided they wanted to put on the Winter Olympics. And so with a bunch of people who really probably in today's world wouldn't be qualified to run the Winter Olympics, for instance, the guy who ran the cross-country skiing was the manager of the Holiday Inn in Lake Placid. And they interview him. It's a pretty interesting
That's cool.
story. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Good morning, General Manager Ben Downs. how'd you do it, 50 Men Who Could Cook? Did you bring home the best in show like I did the year that I cooked?
No.
Did you bring home the best dessert like I did two years ago when I cooked?
What'd you do last 2 years ago?
Brought in the best dessert.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't
no,
matter.
No, I didn't.
The
no.
fact is,
yeah.
I won. How'd you do?
I did all right. We had a lot of tokens.
had a lot of happy, met did, a lot of nice
better
people.
Better than Denver.
Did right. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
There you
so
go.
There, we didn't suck. No, actually, it was interesting because did something a little bit unusual. And first of all,
Allie. Were people really willing to eat those things?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, they're fabulous.
Yeah. I know they taste good, but they look like the things you use to track animals in the wild.
That's right. Well, but I had two versions. I had one that was an air puff ball, and then one that was a regular kind of Cheeto thing.
Bunnies and cougars, basically.
No, but we did tigers and cougars because one high
I'm
school
sorry.
Mascot.
As an outdoorsman, I know that only bunnies have cheese puffs.
But I'm just saying to you, because we wanted to have one that represented one high school and one that represented the other, and only had a few people ask which one.
So you had to explain it. As experienced as you are, haven't you learned by now that if you have to explain the bit, it doesn't work?
It was okay. And what was neat was people would come, everybody had a corner, so that meant that you had, to the right angle, you had one table, and then to the other, you had to head on.
We get the concept of a corner, yes, Scott.
I know for a fact that we do have some people who were listening to Mix last weekend who are listening to us this morning, first time. So some people do need to have right
angles. Oh, okay, good. Okay, good.
Easy, Cowboy.
Former Mix listeners. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that people who worked there were that way. It's just the people who listen.
Okay.
You know who this guy Kevin sounds like?
Yeah.
He sounds just like that guy.
But what would happen is they would come up and they'd get their little cup on the front, but what would happen is we'd catch them sneaking them over on the right side. They'd just kind of come up and grab another. Go come back for seconds.
It was a moral victory.
It was a moral victory, and again, we had little chips in the box, which was great, and a lot of people were there. It was a great crowd. Got to see a lot of people. Nobody asked where you were. want to let you know.
He's in Fort Worth.
That's right.
Hey, did you know it started snowing and icing up there yesterday?
About the time
I got in my car to drive home.
Well,
it was pretty pretty excited there in the old Mixmaster area.
Good that you were on the way home when that happened, though.
Yeah, it stopped just about the time that awful highway in I-35 showed up, so that was good. At least I knew I wasn't going to slide to my death.
That's the thing that's also scary is up there now, people are becoming almost blasé about it, which is a scary thing because they're not any better driving. They just think that they are.
Especially if they're driving an 18-wheeler and they said, I've been through this 100 times.
Yeah, I got
times,
this.
So it, yeah.
I'll go through about 90 miles an hour and push this little car off to the side.
This is handled. So we're guessing that Punxsutawney Phil or Staten Island Chuck are
that,
pretty much right.
That deadly critter. That dangerous animal.
You heard that the mayor.
They've been bitten and it turned on him.
Yeah, the mayor.
Stick it to the man.
Right.
Yeah.
The mayor dropped him, but that's okay.
That's okay.
And the booing, I don't know if the booing was because he dropped the groundhog or because the groundhog's prediction, but we'll figure since he's a communist that they booed him because.
A little bit of both, probably.
Commie groundhog.
Have anything else?
Comrade hog.
Did you have a favorite Super Bowl commercial? Super Bowl's on last night. I don't know if you noticed it or not. Did you get to see it?
I was supposed to, until my schedule changed, I was supposed to be sitting in a very expensive box watching a Wizards game today.
Is that right?
Yes. I sent them a note and said, is this behind home plate? And they said, no, but it is in the end zone.
The Wizards are a hockey team, folks, just so in case you didn't know.
And you're kidding me.
I know.
I honest to gosh thought they were a basketball
team. Oh, no, they were a basketball team. That's right, they are.
I was waiting. Yeah, you're right. It's basketball.
It is basketball. But the layout's the same.
Oh, yeah, be sure and poke fun at me, big guy.
The goals are at either end.
Former Washington Bullets.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they couldn't be called that anymore because that would have been incorrect. But anyhow, so did you get a chance to see any commercials?
No, okay. I didn't. I did briefly review on YouTube or wherever it was the review of the commercials. And what I was told was it was not a bumper crop. There was no 1984 in the bunch of them.
There was not. However, the as we were talking about just a little while ago.
Warm and fuzzy and talking.
The puppy dog and horse from Anheuser-Busch was actually Ridley Scott's son who did that one. And Ridley Scott was the one who did the 1984 commercial. So,
now ain't that something.
Second generation type stuff. That's why you listen to the show so you can hear all these little... little nuggets where people go,
all these little tiger droppings. And then,
just saying, you know. Anyway, we're sorry you couldn't be there, and so are the Wizards are unhappy too that you couldn't be there.
I hope they do make it through in whatever sport they're playing.
Thank you so much. Okay.
In the Republican primary for lieutenant governor,
only Todd Staples has a 6-point plan that secures our border and stops the flow of illegal immigrants into Texas.
Todd Staples stood up and sued Obama's EPA to protect Texas jobs and championed private property owners' rights.
And Todd Staples fought to pass record-setting tax cuts that have enabled Texas to lead the nation in job growth.
While others talk, Staples leads.
Action, not words.
Results, not rhetoric.
Conservative Todd Staples for Lieutenant Governor.
Visit ToddStaples.com to read his 6-point plan to fix our broken immigration system that starts with border security and does not include amnesty.
In the Republican primary, vote leadership, vote results, vote Todd Staples.
Conservative Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
Political advertising paid for by Texans for Todd Staples.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Is your current insurance relationship living up to your expectations? Do you have the confident feeling that your agent is looking out for your best interests and has provided you with the service you feel you deserve? If the answer is no, I would like to meet with you soon to discuss how we can get started. With a commitment to good business relationships for over 125 years, W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice independent agency. We are more than qualified to provide policies for your home or business with the best coverage at a competitive price through a personal and professional relationship. You are just one call away in discovering that W.E. Gibson Insurance is the best choice for local expertise when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
This is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Have you seen my guys lately? Is your car missing the TLC from ALC? Stop on by any one of our 4 locations of American Lube Centers so we can make your vehicle safe for your in-town and out-of-town travels. Fast, friendly service before you need us. And remember, American Lube Center Tower Point has full-service hand car wash and detail center. Thanks for voting us best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. American Lube Centers, taking care of your vehicles so you don't have to.
Good morning. About 8 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're talking about the Radio Shack ads and the 80s icons and what fun it was to see some of them. If you'd like to live like an 80s icon again, here's your chance. Have you seen the bachelor pad that Magnum PI called home is on the market?
Uh-oh. No.
We're talking a Hawaiian estate, 8,900 square feet. Boathouse, tennis court, separate bathhouses. It can be yours for $15.7 million.
15 square feet of which is a mustache grooming station.
Yes, very true. Then, unfortunately, the Ferrari that Tom Selleck drove, not part of the deal. But anyway, George Zimmerman back in the news. You see this? Hoping to launch a new career as a professional boxer.
Yeah. Okay. Just can't stop.
Yeah, true. Let's see. Word is rappers DMX and The Game have volunteered to step into the ring, along with Michael Lohan and a few folks that are lobbying that Mike Tyson should come out of retirement. No, Mike Tyson comes out of retirement, the rest of them will run screaming from the ring.
Yes, they will.
Think you'd have to worry about that. That wouldn't be any problem at all. Prom dress manufacturers getting ready to wage war against Google. report in Glamour Magazine's website says the prom industry is ticked off because the search engine is, they're considering, by the way, a week-long boycott to block Google from indexing their websites in search results. And the reason is that the prom retailer's angry because Google hasn't done more to block the counterfeiters who are doing the knockoffs of these prom designers. Scammers buy Google ads to push themselves to the top. That's search engine optimization, you know. And then they steal lots of photos from the legitimate designers' own sites. So the leading legitimate prom dress designer is not happy about this. Mac Duggal says that counterfeiting designer dresses has existed since long before Google came on the scene, but the search engine has made the problem exponentially worse. According to a recent poll conducted by his label, 68% of the industry says that they'd support a Google boycott. So we'll see how that works out for you, okay? Just not exactly sure that you'll be able to. It's Google, after all. It's Google. Sure you want to do that? Make them angry?
Yeah, go ahead and lock horns with them for a little bit.
This makes you feel pretty good. All charges have been dropped against an Ohio man who served 20 years in prison for a 1993 murder he did not commit. Dewey Jones of Akron maintained his innocence during his two decades behind bars. The judge finally ordered a new trial for Jones after DNA tests indicated he was never at the scene of the crime. So he's out. Wonder how much money he'll get. That will end up on the courthouse steps, I'm sure. Won't be any doubt about that. Something should probably be done. 13-year-old girl in Maine suffering first and second degree burns when her iPhone caught fire in her pants.
Oh, no, sir.
Happened last Friday. School officials say the girl sat down, heard a popping noise, then saw smoke coming from her back pocket where her iPhone was. The girlfriend asked the boys in the room to leave while she took off her pants, and the teacher brought a blanket, later treated and released to the hospital. Fire officials speculate the phone's battery shorted out when the girl sat down. Officials say putting the phone in your back pocket runs the risk of crushing the battery, thus causing an electrical short.
Yikes.
At least at this point, Apple has made no comment on that. That's a little disturbing. I've certainly put my cell phone in my back pocket before and sat down. So anyway, one more thing to at least think about. Not doing anymore.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
How do you know which Republican candidate for lieutenant governor is toughest on illegal immigration? He's the one Obama's favorite Texas liberal, Julian Castro, publicly attacked. Senator Dan Patrick. Julian Castro and Barack Obama know Dan Patrick is the most conservative candidate for lieutenant governor, who will actually secure our border and eliminate the taxpayer-funded benefits that attract illegal immigrants to come here.
I'm Dan Patrick. Illegal immigration is Washington's responsibility, but it's our problem. Drug cartels, human trafficking, 6,000 illegals apprehended in just 1 week alone this past September, while thousands more get through and others are left to die. San Antonio Mayor Castro attacking me personally tells the whole story. Castro and his pal Obama know I'll do what Washington and our current lieutenant governor won't do. I'll secure the border and end taxpayer benefits for illegal immigrants. No in-state tuition, no driver's license, and no free health care.
Dan Patrick for lieutenant governor. Paid political ad. Texans for Dan Patrick. For more information, visit danpatrick.org.
Aggie-owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
It's 2 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Okay, can you give up your morning coffee? If not, you may be suffering from caffeine use disorder.
Dun, dun, dun.
Golly.
Makes you just not want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Researchers say more than 50% of regular caffeine consumers report that they have had difficulty quitting or reducing caffeine use. Before you panic, researchers found 400 milligrams per day to be okay for healthy adults. That's between 2 and 3 8-ounce cups. Pregnant, anxious, or insomniacs, cut it to half. Okay. Headaches, I can see. Headaches probably happen. A lot of people have a headache problem when it comes to that. But nonetheless, just one more thing for you to worry about. And good news from the polar vortex, or bipolar vortex. It apparently has helped. Chicago had half as many murders in January compared to the first month in 2013.
I ain't going outside to kill nobody.
Exactly. You're going to wait till it warms up a little bit. Police reported 20 killings in the month of January, which had 11 days of sub-zero temperatures.
Yikes.
One of the coldest months in recent years.
Gives a whole new meaning to hunting season.
Oh, it does, exactly. And on this date in 2000, Chinese officials kicked cartoons out of their country for banning the Cartoon Network. Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, Elmer Fudd, all contraband. That's all, folks. WTAW College Station, Brian. Talks